This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's time for Barreled Up by Ball Cap Sports. Here's your host, Jim Riley and Robbie Hyde.
Robbie, start us off. Let's get into some MLB news.
So Marcus Stroman heading to the Yankees. And, you know, hey, why not? We got a Yankee fan on here. Scan, I'll just ask your first reaction. I mean, I feel like Yankee land right now is pretty split on the signing of Marcus Stroman. People love it. I'm actually on the side where I like it. From a baseball perspective, I do like the move. But then there's all the off the field stuff. There's, you know, all the interactions that he's had on Twitter with the Yankee fans out there. And I don't mean that in a positive way, more negative. So a lot of people getting blocked if he didn't like something you said. What are your general thoughts just as a Yankee fan on the signing of Marcus Stroman?
Yeah, at first I was very hesitant because you heard all the rumors of them being involved with Snell. And you probably feel like this would be the in a sense, pivot from going from Blake Snell to getting Stroman. And at first, with all the knowing all the previous stuff he said, I was like, I don't love this. But sleeping on it and thinking about it, with looking at that rotation as a whole, I am more comfortable with the move because he is a good ground ball pitcher. Someone who has succeeded in the AL East before, and even though he recently has had a great ERA at Yankee Stadium, I feel like it could be something that could work out. And especially since it's just a couple years, I don't feel that worried about the stakes because I know a big thing of Snell is he wanted more years, and obviously there's some potential risk in that. So just a couple years, see how he does. I'm on board with it at this point, I think.
Does it feel desperate? And it doesn't feel desperate for either side because that's one of the hot takes that has been running around over the last 12 hours that this was either desperate on Stroman's side or desperate on the Yankee side or desperate for both. Do you feel like maybe this was a little of a desperate move for either both or either?
Yeah, I'm not sure personally. How I take it, I don't view it as desperate just because there still are options out there that they're going to probably be in talks with. Like, I know a lot of people are discussing they would be in discussions for a cease trade still and stuff like that. And now that you have Stroman, you have a little bit more comfort. It's not as, like, if anything, they might not be as desperate in those talks because now you have a solidified five rotation. Mm-hmm. Now if you add a big name, it's just even more to bulk up that rotation. So I don't personally find it desperate like some people are saying, but overall, I mean, it's tough to tell because Stroman has had a lot of negative comments towards the Yankees and stuff, and I have no idea what the market was around him this offseason.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, right? That just kind of feels like it was a interesting move for him with the history. I don't think I personally, and Robbie and Scan, maybe you have different feelings on this. I don't think he ever wanted to be a New York Yankee. But the way this offseason was playing out, we had not heard. We get rumors, we get news, we get all the stuff, we get lists from the left, from the right. It's all over the place, right? This team is interested in this player. Here's we get stuff. We weren't really getting anything on Marcus Stroman until this last week. So that tells me that the market probably was pretty thin for him. And when you look at the situation being, all right, who still needs a starting pitcher? Who's got money to spend? I don't want to take a massive L here because I left $21 million on the table with the Cubs. That's what he opted out of. So it almost, I would agree. I don't think it's desperate for the Yankees. I think there's definitely some takes out there and some people that could grab some evidence and make that argument. It does feel a little desperate for Marcus Stroman because I don't think he ever wanted to be a Yankee based on the interactions we've seen. And I don't think his market came together. Robbie, you agree or feel similar with any of that?
I would say maybe there was a point where he was at least intrigued about going to the Yankees. Mm-hmm. But then maybe once they were like, nah, we don't really see him as a guy that's really going to take us to the next level. Maybe that's where he started to get a little bitter. You know, for the signing itself, I do like the signing. You know, Scan, you mentioned the ground balls. I'm a fan. You know, I like all the advanced stats, the analytics. I love all that stuff. But I'm also a fan of just a good ground ball pitcher at the same time. I was not the best player growing up, but I remember on my high school team, anytime the infield got involved, anytime the players were moving around, you know, fielding, getting into the game, it always created more of an energy. And I think with Stroman, you know, people looked at the Donaldson signing and said, oh, that's a good energy guy. Yeah, he was also, you know, getting past his 35 plus years. So, you know, a guy that was probably breaking down. Where Stroman, that's, I think, a different story. So I like the signing. And like you said, good infield. I think it's going to be a fun day when he pitches, right? Now, what's it going to be like when he's not pitching? What's it going to be like after the game? You know, is he going to keep himself in check? All right, that's the big thing. You know, sure, maybe he has some opinions that, you know, maybe, you know, people agree with, right? But it's kind of just like, it's when you're taking away from the team and the game, that's where it gets to be a problem. So, I think it can be a good, solid signing. He did leave some money on the table this year. I think he was going to be making 21 or 22 with the Cubs if he stayed in. But he gets an extra year of security, and then he gets the vesting option. So it could end up being a really good move for him. Overall, I do like it, but I think it's a proceed with caution at the same time.
Very true.
Absolutely.
When he struggles. this was something that just last night when I was streaming after the deal was done, all I could think of was how much the Yankee fan base gave it to Aaron Hicks. Can you imagine if Marcus Stroman is struggling and pitching to an ERA in the sixes after the history, how bad that fan base is going to give it to Marcus Stroman? So anyway, that's that. This seemed like a pivot move though, off of Blake Snell.
Yep.
And I'm amazed to think that Blake Snell is turning down 5 years at $30 million a year. That is the report that is out there. Blake Snell, I can't imagine his market is that much strong, that he's got enough teams to be turning down five at 30 a year. Scan. The thought of having Snell in that rotation, I sort of was hesitant thinking about it from a Yankee fan perspective because you have Carlos Rodon and Blake Snell kind of felt eerily similar to Carlos Rodon. Are you at all relieved that Blake Snell turned down that Yankees offer, or would you like to have seen him put on the pinstripes?
A lot of fans, including me, felt like with personality wise, he could have been like a good fit, but after seeing that he declined the 30 mil a year, I was kind of like, you know what? I'm kind of cool with it just because with how the Yankees have been operating pretty recently, it felt like they've been more limited than what they used to.
Yeah.
And with other like big potential contracts looming, like if they want to like lock down a Juan Soto for the long term or anyone like that, then now you have to really start thinking about that money. And 30 mil a year for Snell was, I feel like it wasn't that necessary, especially if Rodon does bounce back and have a healthy year and Clark Schmidt can continue to improve. I felt like, you know what? I'm kind of cool with it that they didn't necessarily land him. But I do still think about, like, to myself, it would have been so exciting to see that 1-2 punch of Cole and Snell. And especially if Rodon bounced back, that rotation could have been really good.
Yep.